Well, the next time you call your kid or your parents or your boyfriend or girlfriend and it goes straight to voicemail, you might want to think about this. 90% of cell phone users say they screen their phone calls, and they're more likely to ignore calls from family members than from those coworkers that they work with or even strangers.
That would not be the case for me. I am far more likely to answer a family member's phone call than I am a stranger or a coworker.
The reasons, they say, the main reasons people ignore calls from relatives and close friends is because those conversations are usually longer than getting involved and making, you know, and it, you got more of an effort to be in that conversation. Hmm. So, you know, they call and you got to put a little effort into it.
Well, you know, when that name pops up, there are some that you just know, I can't answer that now because it'll be 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want to, I don't have the time right yet.
Okay.
Okay, for me, that's a certain coworker, not a family member.
Yeah, me too. I know what you mean.
I know, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't even answer the calls from anybody I work with.
See, I don't have that problem.
Oh, no, you don't. Okay.
But
that's good to know.
I've been trying to call you guys.
I know.
Okay, here's the most common excuses people have for ignoring the phone calls.
All right.
Okay, Heidi, they said they're just not in the mood to talk. On the phone right now.
Yep.
Mm. I've been there. Just,
yeah.
You know.
But you don't say that to the person. I'm just not in the mood. I wasn't in the mood to talk to you when they call back and they finally get a hold of you.
I have.
Okay.
I've told people, sorry, I didn't answer your call earlier. I just wasn't in the mood to, I'm sorry.
All right. Other reasons or excuses that people have for ignoring your phone call, they're in a crowd and they don't want other people to overhear them.
Mm-hmm. Privacy, yeah.
You just pick it up and hold it to your ear, right?
I know, but you're talking, you're having the conversation out loud.
And you don't want to automatically go, I can't really talk to you right now because I'm standing around with some other friends who I really don't want to hear this conversation.
Okay.
Wow.
You wouldn't do that.
I would just pick it up, hold it to my ear and be like, hey, what's going on? And then just be careful what I said back to them.
No, I just say, hey, there's people here that I don't want to hear me talk to you because I got to talk about them to you. So I'll call you later.
You're very, very blunt, kiddo.
You know, people don't like me sometimes.
All right, most common excuses people have for ignoring your phone call, they don't recognize the number.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Nowadays, it pops up and says who you are.
I know.
Well, no, it does not always. Well, only if I have it programmed
exactly.
in my phone. But I don't answer numbers I don't know.
Me okay. too.
They're in a meeting.
Wait a second. Let's go back to that for a moment.
Okay.
Cato knows our numbers.
I know.
He can't use that excuse on us.
He's not programmed them in his phone, though.
I don't care. He knows our numbers.
Well, number one said he doesn't want to talk to you.
Well, then he needs to say that.
He's blunt. Believe me, he would.
Okay. 90% of cell phone owners ignore calls from their relatives and other people. Here's another reason why they say they couldn't find their phone. That's a good one.
Well, right? Sort of, because you're still going to go hunt for it, and then when you find it, you should call back.
Exactly.
So that's not a great one.
Do you feel pressure, though, when someone texts you to have to text them right away?
Mm-mm.
Because a lot of times, like, well, did you get my text? And I'm like, well, you know, yeah. Well, why didn't you text me back? So you're in trouble for that.
I think you should text back at some reasonable interval, though.
I had a friend get mad at me because I didn't take his call once. And I told him, bluntly, I said, it's my phone. It's for my convenience.
Oh.
I'll use it as I please.
Okay.
I'm and are you still friends?
No. He quit calling.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Another excuse, they say they're driving and they don't want to call you back.
I've used that one. It's hard to hear in the car. I don't want to use one hand and hold it with one hand. The speaker thing isn't the best. The phone's falling down in the crack between the seat. I just don't like talking while I drive.
A lot of times people have bounce backs. Like, I'm driving right now, and I'm not going to take your phone call.
Yeah, those I've annoy me.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, at least answer the phone and tell me you're driving.
I'm like, they're taking the time to text me back telling me that they're driving.
Well, it's a bounce back. It's like,
know,
it's okay.
My phone offers to do that. It's like, hey, I can automatically tell when you're driving. And I'm like, no, you don't do that. I'll handle that. Thank you.
Okay, most common excuse people ignore phone calls, they say, finally, they didn't hear it ring.
Oh, wow.
The ringer's off. And this is one of the most unusual ones. They were kissing at the time.
Aww.
Hmm.
Okay.
I think if you're married, people are going to know you're lying.
Well, that's true. But could you imagine doing, you know, you're kissing somebody, you're in the moment, and your phone rings.
Oh, no.
You kind of hold it up behind their neck just and you just look to see who it is. You're like, oh, I don't, I need to take that.
And if you got the watch, you can just hold your watch up and look out.
Oh.
That's funny right there.
I'm going to do that next time.
You know, people don't call me as often as they used to.
I wonder why, Mr. Blunt.
You're going to do that, what? You're gonna
I'm going to do the kissing and talking.
Oh, okay. So you say you're going to do it next time?
Next time, probably you call. I'll be like...
I'm saying, next time you kiss is going to be when? You're married.
Next time you call.